is down at 11:45. I'm coming through, want you, about to show you why. I got the game from the pimps and the players. You gonna feel me, baby, when I get there. I'm gonna give you what you want so I can get what I need.
Wait, what?
We can get hella freaky while we smoke some weed.
I know who this is. Say it again for me.
My plane touches down at 11:45. I'm coming through, want you, about to show you why. I got the game from the pimps and players. You gonna feel me, baby, when I get there. I'm gonna give you what you want so I can get what I need. We can get hella freaky while we smoke some weed.
Oh man. That's a Lil' Kim verse?
You're close, but that's not her verse.
Is that?
Her verse is, everybody know the queen getting down dirty.
Facts.
Drive you crazy like the 7:30. It ain't a secret. I'm saying it like the words.
I know this, bro.
Rumors they can keep. You know there's only one ghetto queen with the guillotine. Real bitch get a carry.
Too short.
And spleen.
That let count. Boy, you old as fuck, boy.
See, when I started saying it the way the song go, that's when you got it. Yeah, I helped you out. I helped you out though. So yeah, that was Too Short and Lil' Kim called me. I was a little kid in school, by the way. So
listen to Call Me?
See, let me tell you, other kids. I was a good kid though, but I knew all the words.
I bet you was.
I knew all the words to that song. I shouldn't have. Everybody wanna sit by Teresa in class. But I knew the words to that song. Alrighty. Anyway, this is Teresa.
I'm Will.
Hi, Will. How was your holiday?
Hi, Teresa. How was your holiday? Are you reading off a cue card?
No, I'm not.
How was your Thanksgiving?
I asked you first.
Oh, my shit was cool. You know, family, friends, you know, football, body classic. I went to Houston.
Wait a minute. I forgot to ask. How do you feel? Are you okay?
I'm hurt. I'm still hurt. It's Tuesday, and I'm still hurt. We should have won that game. I'm good. It's good. Shit happens, man.
Let's see if they had won.
Man, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
He would have been over
how
here.
How was your Thanksgiving?
We would have been talking about it nonstop.
No.
Go Southern. Okay,
how was your Thanksgiving?
So, my Thanksgiving was pretty good. I did not. I have to tell you why I don't for holidays.
Of course
not. Off of here. What'd you say?
All I said was, of course not.
First of all, I cook.
Tell me why.
No, I'm not. I'm not going
to
say.
I'm saying off of here. You can tell me why.
Yeah, I'll tell you off of here.
Yeah.
Kind of personal, but yeah. So, anywho, I had a pretty good Thanksgiving. Me and my mom did not argue, and I'm like so shocked. Like, this is it's a first.
Clap it up for that.
Yes. Don't happen often. Okay, so.
How did my friend enjoy herself?
She had a good time. I had to make her eat because she's super picky. We went by my uncle's and his food was off the chain.
I saw that fire-ass plate you put on Instagram.
It was so good. But,
I wanted the teacher to be like, that should look nasty, but it did look good. So I
You know how sometimes turkey can be dry?
Yeah.
When I say, was it nothing dry about that turkey? Man, that turkey was everything. I wish I would have brought a second plate home. I should have brought two home.
Fat ass.
Shut up.
You ready to get into it?
Yep.
Let's go. Weekly review.
All right. Weekly review.
Review.
How about a week ago? Week ago.
Why you bringing up old shit?
What the hell is going on?
Weekly.
Review time.
All right, so Omarion announced the Millennium Tour on Lil Fizz's birthday, and the promotion has been crazy.
Crazy.
So let me just say, I love Omarion's I like the way this dude move. I'm just saying, I love it, love it.
This shit is chess, not checkers.
Yes. And he has Sammy, Lloyd, Soulja Boy, Yin Yang Twins, Pretty Ricky. You know, that's pretty
Bow Wow,
much,
too, right?
Yeah, and Bow Wow. I love Bow Wow off of here, but Bow Wow is definitely on there. They actually have one here in Baton Rouge, I think, on April 5th. So I thought that was pretty cool, even though I wasn't really, like, Like I said before, when the first one came, I probably would have went just for the Yin Yang Twins. But I think it's cool that they actually doing one in Baton Rouge. So
I'm not gonna start. I might fuck with this.
Yeah. I'm not giving and my it. See, this is like the time with like you know these artists. Like my sister, like pretty much she loved B2K. So I was trying to see if she wanted to go, because I'll go if she want to go. But other than that, I don't think I necessarily just have to be there.
I'm not going to front. Like, when I was, you know, I think, like, high school maybe, like, Bow Wow had some shit. Omarion had some shit. Lord, like, I still bump Lord album to this day. Sammy had some shit. Like, that's good. I might try to go to that.
Yeah.
Bring me back to my roots.
I definitely would go for the Yin Yang Twins. And I don't know why.
Why you keep saying the Yin Yang Twins?
Because they funny to me. Because, like, they just made little crazy noises. So I think it'll be fun just to sit up there and just sing their songs. Just for the fun of it. Because, like, I just like being silly and singing stuff. So I think it'll be fun.
That should be dope, though. I'm sure Lil Fizz had the worst birthday in his life.
He trying to act like, you know, he's like, you know, well, that's what's up. Get the bag and all that. You know, you hurt.
Boy,
me,
you
sir.
Was hurt, boy.
Because them little whack singles you coming out with, they horrible. You and April. But anyway, so the next thing I have is there was an incident at a Chuck E. Cheese in Metairie. Which is in Louisiana, where the mouse was only hugging the white kids and not this one little black girl that was trying to get a hug from him. I did see that someone said something along the lines of maybe they can't, you know, go up and actually initiate a hug with the child. Like, the child has to try to hug them first. But I did see that the mouse did walk up to some kids, even though he didn't touch them. It was like he was, you know, specifically going to a certain children. So I don't know. I just thought that was a little crazy. I did see the video, and the dad was recording it, so I did think that was a little messed up. But
if you guys hear like a buzzing noise in this audio, it's definitely Teresa's heater that is.
Oh, yeah.
Currently on high.
It's a little chilly in here.
But it's kind of fucked up. Why would you want to be in that kind of environment for a job and not, you know what I'm saying, like, not treat every kid the same? Like,
yeah.
All these kids want to do is come get your hug, bust out, go play games, eat the little nasty-ass pizza, and go home.
Some people really go to Chuck E. Cheese just to buy the pizza
Bro. I said nasty, but the last time I was there, that pizza was fire. That pizza was fire.
I have never went to Chuck E. Cheese just to buy a pizza.
I wouldn't go for the pizza, but I mean, it's nice.
But
it's nice to know that, you know,
people
they
really
upgraded
do, though.
The pizza.
Like, so people really do. I know people to go and buy a Chuck E. Cheese pizza and take it and leave.
Nah, I'm good on that.
All right, so December 1st was Rosa Parks Day, and she received an honorary statue in Montgomery, Alabama on the 64th anniversary of her refusal to give up her seat. So that was pretty cool.
Well deserved.
Yeah. And I didn't know it was December 1st. I knew she possibly had a day, but I didn't know it was December 1st.
Aha, hush that fools. No, I'm tripping.
really? So I did see something interesting. It was in one of, like, you know how they had the little groups on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
This girl had made a post because she was she rides the city bus, and she made a post said that she just happened to notice, and this was on December 1st. She was on a city bus, and she was like, nobody was sitting at the front of the bus. Like, the front of the bus was literally empty. She took a photo, and everybody was at the back. And she said it was kind of ironic that it was that day and everybody chose to sit at the back of the bus. But, you know, some people was responding to her saying that Rosa Parks, you know, made it to where we could choose anywhere we wanted to sit. It didn't necessarily mean that we had to be at the front.
Thanks.
Yeah, so I just thought that was interesting. Even though some people chewed her out in the comments like it was a bad thing. But I get where she was coming from. But, yeah.
I'm glad you do.
Huh?
I said, I'm glad you do.
I mean, I guess she was, I don't think she was making it a big deal. I think she was just like, oh, that's ironic. Not necessarily saying, like, it was a problem that everybody was sitting at the back.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Really? What's wrong with you? All right.
It's like raining on a sunny day. You know
that song.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
You almost made me start singing along with you. Okay, but anyway.
You should have caught it.
All right. Meek Mill says he doesn't understand the broke women that want the Chanel bag as a gift, and they should ask for the $5,500 instead. I 1,000% agree with Meek Mill.
A Chanel bag costs $5,500?
According to Meek Mill, yes. I don't look into that type of stuff because I don't be wanting it. My thing is, I'm not going to spend that type of money on a purse. That's just me, whether I have it or not. I'm not spending that type of money on a purse.
I agree, too. Why would you? But I think it's like a lose-lose if I'm in the shoes of that particular thought that if I ask you for money, then, you know, look at me crazy.
Right.
But I think if you ask for a bag, it's the same look. So
I guess if you're telling the person that you need it for a certain reason, it looks a little better maybe instead of just saying, hey, I want that purse. But you got other things going on. Like, you broke and you need other things that you need to take care of. Like, she ain't got her priorities in line. So you have other things, like you might need your mortgage paid or something like that.
Yeah.
But you're worried about getting a Chanel bag. So, yeah. So
I
on
mean,
that,
if you go, if I you feel, go use these rich rappers and athletes, at least use them for, you know, your greater good, not your appearance.
Right.
Accessories.
Because look, you can pay my mortgage off. I will be forever grateful.
Because that's a gold digger, you hear me? T-Sacks. Gold
Ooh.
Digger.
Ooh. You calling me a one?
You just said.
No, I'm just, I know. This is the thing. I don't ask nobody for anything. That's one thing I have a problem with.
She gives the money.
I have a very big problem with asking for what I need. I do. I feel like I could just need to find somebody to be like, hey, you good? Like, that's the kind of guys I like. The ones be like, hey, you good? You need anything?
How many of those have you found?
It's very few. Not many.
Interesting.
Not many. So, yeah.
I feel like if you don't open your mouth, how do I know?
I think a man that pays attention can catch certain things. Just saying.
I mean, okay. I'll take some off this, but that's cool.
I'm just saying, that's like, cool. I feel like...
That is cool.
Yeah, I feel like if you pay attention, you know, like, sometimes people can look like they, you know, all together. You know, it's hey, whatever. Alrighty, next topic. Billy D. Williams comes out as gender fluid at the age of 82.
What does that mean?
So when I read his statement, I took it as he was saying that he can identify as either a woman or a man, or something along the lines of what Alicia Keys was saying when it came to her son wanting his nails polished and, you know,
yeah,
the little rainbow thing. So she also stated that she feels she has masculine and feminine energy or whatever. So he also said that in so many words. So I don't know. I just wonder, like, how long has he known and why did he wait till he was 82 to say something about it? Or was this just the right time since that's something that's, you know, people are, you know, embracing now? I don't know.
Maybe he's just now come to a point where he feels comfortable to, you know, say what he feels, well, say how he feels and, you know, how he lives his life. But, hey, more power to him. Just live your life. Whoa. But, yeah, I mean, hey, I mean, I don't have no rest for that. If he happy, I'm happy.
Alrighty then, Will. Okay. So, following this great weekend with the whole great game that Southern won and all of that stuff like that.
Barely.
You know, they wanted to tie in this whole shooting in New Orleans to make it seem like it had something to do with it.
It did not.
Where 11 people were injured. I would have never thought to connect the two, like, ever, because it's New Orleans, and shit happens all the time.
Especially in New Orleans, out of all cities.
So, yeah, I didn't necessarily understand why people were connecting it. I think some people really be wanting to go, and
but
they can't.
Putting those people aside, let's talk about the people who think that every year there are people who don't want the Classic to be in New Orleans. So you have those people who already associate anything bad that weekend with the Bayou Classic. The waitresses who have to wait on people, who have to do their job, and they don't get tipped like they would want to, associate that with Bayou Classic. So it's always these things, like, you know, they come to our city, they trash it, they don't tip well, they fight, they shoot on bourbon, blah, blah. That to me is, for one, that to me is a, New Orleans is a, is a tourist spot.
Yeah.
So you can associate those things with tourists, period. Not just Bayou Classic, with tourists. Sometimes tourists don't tip well. Sometimes tourists go on bourbon and fight. Sometimes tourists get locked up on bourbon. Sometimes tourists trash a hotel. I've been to plenty of Mardi Gras and Bayou Classics and Essence Fairs and all that other shit. I've been to football games in New Orleans, all that other shit. This just comes down to people not wanting black people in their city. Those people. When it comes to our people, I have no idea why our people.
But I didn't see any others saying anything about it.
I saw
our people talking about it.
I think you didn't see any others because those people are just the normal people who do it every year. It's a select few of people who have the same rhetoric every year this time of year. Our people, I have no idea why we just like to carry these kind of like negative narratives about the Bayou Classic, like it's just some kind of, you know, like it's out of the norm for your everyday life, especially if you live in Shreveport, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. You can die in those cities just on a Tuesday. Niggas been dying in Baton Rouge every day by the 2s and 3s. Like,
yeah.
I just don't understand why people feel the need to shit on the Bayou Classic as a whole. Like,
Mitch, don't kill my vibe.
Facts, like, the Superdome holds 71,000 people. It was 68,000 people in that building. Nobody jaw got tapped. I didn't hear about no fussing, no fighting. It was all love. So for y'all to feel like you can't go to the Classic because niggas act crazy, no. What you can do is go to Bourbon and go on Canal. And
it's bound to happen. You got people out there facts. Drunk.
Man, drinking, I read an article where
day, every day.
One of the people who were injured was a 16-year-old girl. Like, when you have young people out that time of night, something is about to happen.
And they don't go to Southern or Grambling.
2-3 in the morning, liquor. I mean, you are taking a chance anywhere on Bourbon and Canal with that many people. I've lived that life. I'm happy to say that at 31, I don't feel the need to go on Bourbon or Canal.
And they could have just chose to do whatever that night because they knew so all them people were going to be out there. So I mean, it's kind of like, how can you really catch it?
The same way people ride around your very city looking for their enemies and, you know, trying to settle beefs, you have those same people in this same in that same city.
But it's just when you have a crowd, it's easier to try to get away and not get caught.
Which is why I feel like you got caught up in a shooting on Bourbon and Canal. You didn't get caught up in a Bayou Classic event and somebody got shot. That game ended at like 8 o'clock. Once that game ended, like, the weekend is officially over for most people. If you choose to leave that game and go on Bourbon and Canal, that's at your own risk. It's at your own door. That's it. That is not a part of the Bayou Classic. That's a part of the, you know, nightlife experience, but yeah, leave that shit out. Leave that. Nah. I don't know why niggas do that.
Alrighty. Okay, so, yeah, I think he's okay. You good?
I'm good. Alright. Man, I feel so good today.
I see, because you've been turning everything I say into a song. All right, so Dwayne Wade defends his son on a Thanksgiving family photo. So they did take a photo. It was Dwayne, Gabrielle, how not to pronounce their baby name, Kavia, and their son. I don't know his name. But yeah, they took a photo together. The son had on like a belly shirt and had his nails done and all of that, and I guess they received some negative comments about that, so he definitely did defend his son, which he should have, because that's his child.
He should have?
I mean, it's his son, so,
yeah. I don't think he should have.
Why?
At this point, you know who your son is, and if As a father, I feel like as long as your son is good and your son is in good spirits and your son is comfortable in his skin, clearly he's extra comfortable in his skin.
I mean, but you know, sometimes he is to an age to where
stay off of social media with that shit. People on social media, half of the time those people are trolls. They have no lives. They get a kick out of, like, you just responded, period.
I mean, that's just like, I can compare that to the whole situation with T.I. and how he handled the situation with his daughter. I feel that...
And my same response was, keep your daughter hammering off of Twitter.
Definitely. However, I don't see nothing wrong with him defending his son.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I think it says something. It says something for his son more so. It's not even about the people.
What does it say about his son?
Just letting his son know that he got his back against the world. No, I'm just saying.
His son on Twitter does not let his son know that. It doesn't.
Well, I see it that way.
You know, what's more important in letting his son know that he has his back is standing with him at the gay pride parades and letting him know that, like, he could be himself around his family and in this world, period. That's how you stand with your son.
Do you know how old the child is?
Like 11 or 12, 13 maybe?
Yeah. That's, like, honestly, for me, that's too young. And that's just me personally.
For what?
I feel that if I had a child that decided that that's what they wanted to do, I would prefer they make those decisions when they're old enough to.
But he is old enough.
I mean, when he first...
He feels how he feels. So if he's old enough to feel that way, then he's old enough.
I mean, don't get me wrong now. If I had a child, of course, I would do the same thing Dwayne Wade is doing, and that's defending his son. But I'm just saying, if I'm going to be honest, I would prefer that you're older making those decisions. That's all I'm saying.
I would probably take the same stance. I would like to say that I would take the same stance as Dwayne Wade and let my child be who she wants to be. Nobody ever put like a cap on like how boyish I could be when I was 11 or 12 because I felt like a boy and I was a boy. My mom didn't tell me like, wait till you're 16 to like start liking girls and you know, see how you feel then. No, like nobody ever told me that. So why would I put a cap on like the age that my child could, or like why would I put like a starting point for other
so
words?
So this is the thing. I'm saying that because I'm not in the situation. I'm not in a position. So right now that's how I feel. Now if I was in the situation, I don't know. Maybe it would change. But I'm giving my honest, unfiltered perspective.
That's a fact. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, you know, I just feel like
I'm just being real right now. That's all.
I would never suppress the way my child feels, and telling my child that he shouldn't wear certain things or be a certain way until he's old enough to really understand. Blah blah blah. Like no, he understands now. So why not make him feel comfortable in his skin now? It's just the way I see it, you know. And like, hopefully, you know. I just feel like I feel like, you know, I would want my child to be able to live this life as anybody else will, and we don't tell our kids who like our daughters who like boys. Boys who like girls to wait till a certain age to see how they really feel.
We might not say wait till you're a certain age to see how you really feel, but we do make them wait until a certain age
to start dating.
Yes, yes.
But not how they really feel. Like this man, this little boy clearly feels like he, you know, like he has feelings that he's not straight. I don't know his...
Well, we don't know if he's straight or not. We just
I don't know
that
what he subscribes as. I'm just saying.
We just know that he identifies or... I don't even know if I'm using the correct word.
Yeah,
but
I just...
We just know that he has feminine qualities. We don't know necessarily if he may, you know... He might still like girls. We don't know.
You can even call that feminine qualities anymore because... I see niggas on TV now who wear skirts and wear crop tops and fingernail polish. Facts. Like, at this point, we don't even know. There is no such thing as feminine qualities or masculine qualities.
You're not going to take my feminine qualities from me. I'm sorry.
Hey, we already had this argument.
There are.
I just feel like.
They are feminine qualities.
Hey. Hey,
it is what it is.
I'm not here to take or give anything to anybody.
We're not going to take that because Ben... Yeah, okay.
Get it out!
All right, so... no, I'm just saying, like, you know, being a woman is, you know...
We're going to take you to the YMCA.
Anywho.
What else you got, man?
Okay, so, yeah. Meek Mill artist Young Ro. I have no clue who he is.
I have no idea who that fella
is. My first time hearing of him.
Mine also.
But, obviously, you know, something happened to where he made a statement that he wasn't buying any jewelry. Or people may be wondering why he's not buying any jewelry and all of this stuff like that. He said that his grandmother's on dialysis. He wanted to buy his mom a house.
Facts.
And all of that stuff like that. I said, oh, that little young man got his head on straight. Blueface called himself coming at him saying that, you know, he should be able to get him a chain and do all of this. Like, So Blueface just been picking at the dude. The dude actually just bought his mama a house today, I believe. I think that was today. I saw that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he just got her a house. I think that's pretty dope. Blueface, of course, was like, because he did a little video, and he was like, well, where is your mom? Because he didn't see him in the video. Dude, the dude just bought the house. The house still empty. They don't have no furniture in there yet. But I don't like Blueface. Blueface gets on my nerves. Like, where did he come from?
I don't know why we let people like Blueface. First of all, I don't know why we let people like Blueface in the game, period. Just goofballs who can't rap, who's just, you know, serial trolls, like.
And then I seen, looked like he was, the guy, Young Ro, was trying to, I guess, make a pass at Blueface's sister. So, like, they were going back and forth at each other.
I think people like Blueface should just be ignored, bro. Those people who, he's literally on his last strings of popularity. And
I don't even see why he's popular. Like,
I mean, because the kids like him, and you know, there's always a lane for certain things and certain people.
Y'all just but, making anybody famous. Yeah. Please give me them so I can get some of these
they
millions.
Do. I'm going to start rapping for saying, real. Like, give me a hot track. But, yeah, he's going to die out soon, bro. And I think the more we respond to people like that or give those kind of people likes and views, they'll stay around. You got to treat those people like bad kids. Like, ignore them. And eventually, they'll go away.
Hopefully. So I'm sick of him. I'm so tired of seeing stories about him on Shade Room. I'm like, y'all, they get on my nerves with that. Like, I don't want to see nothing about no Blueface.
All bust right. Down, Tatiana. No, I want to see you bust down.
Please don't. No. No. Okay, so you remember Botham Jean's brother? Embraced Amber Geiger during her sentencing for his brother's death. Mm-hmm. Well, he's been awarded for I forgot. I thought I had the whole freaking article here.
For hugging her?
Yeah, so he's receiving an article. I mean, an article.
Come on, girl. Get it together.
He's receiving an award, I guess, for being, what's the word I want to use? Empathetic, maybe. But
he's receiving an award from a police group.
Yeah, like, what is this supposed to mean? Like, and then it's coming from
the Institute of Law Enforcement Administration. Honored Jean
Botham Jean
at a ceremony in Plano, Texas. The award for ethical courage.
So they just made up something like, oh yeah, so one of ours killed your brother, so let's see. We could put something together real quick, make him feel a little better about hugging her in the courtroom. Like, it's just stupid. Like,
they'll always award people for black people for being for being forgiven. Black people are always the first ones to forgive, are always the first ones to look the other way, to accept others' wrongs, and to, you know, all that other good nigga shit. So this don't surprise me.
Yeah, it's stupid, and
I wouldn't, like, show up for that shit. If I did show up for that shit, I would have got them award.
Seriously,
anthem.
Just seriously. Imagine you are his brother, right? Mm-hmm. And you receive this award.
I would have.
What are you supposed to do? Go hang this up in your house?
I'm sure he will.
But
He hugged the killer of his brother. I'm sure.
But he should feel stupid receiving it. Like,
well, I just read something that says, like, if you're truly sorry, then you would live your lives or
do. But what are you gonna do? Look at it every day and feel good about yourself? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not there yet. When it comes to forgiveness, I think I am. I think I'm very forgiving, but I still want you to spend time in jail, and I want you to get the time that you're supposed to.
I guess one of the directors who gave him the award said, "You are truly a model of good parenting. I see the values instilled in you by your parents." First of all,
did they give the parents one too?
Shoot, I'm not gonna instruct my child to hug.
They didn't, because I know their mom had a completely different.
So don't question my parenting, because my child ain't want to hug the killer of her father or her sister or her brother or her mother. I'm still a good parent. That's coward shit, bro. But yeah, I'm feeling too good for this shit, man. What's next?
All right, so WAC 100. I have no idea who he is.
Oh, he's your favorite artist manager.
My favorite artist?
Yeah.
My favorite artist is Beyonce.
No, Blueface.
Well, his
WAC 100.
His name makes sense.
WAC 100
is
the.
He's been talking a lot.
Is the artist? Is the manager? He's actually the manager of Game also.
He's been talking about the whole
WAC 100
thing with Nipsey, huh?
Yeah, and like, we could just stop that shit right there, bro. Like, it's, for one, like, it's cowardice, it's bull-cool disrespectful, and like, it's pussy, bro. Like, for you to keep a dead man's name in your mouth, people get killed for that shit. Like, let that man rest in peace. Like, nobody hears from you, knows who you clearly knows who you are. I mean, I know because I follow rap. But, like, you are literally getting all of this clout and press time because you are keeping Nipsey's name in your mouth. Who cares how you feel about his legendary status? Like, who cares? Nobody made you, like,
Well, it started with them asking Blueface. Well, saying Blueface has never said anything about Nipsey's passing. So that's how that started. And he was like, you know, he didn't know Nipsey, which that's understandable. But hell, leave it there. Stop talking about it. Like, why are you still talking about it?
Well, I don't think he said anything else after that. But WAC continued to keep this shit going. And at this point, bro, like, You look pussy. The man is dead, bro. Keep that man name out your mouth. It's so easy to be like, yo, that's a dead man. May he rest in peace. You keep talking on this dead man, like, what, whether it's good or bad or whatever. Like, let this man rest, son. Like, stop bringing this man name up. Even if the press asks you about it, like, let that shit go. Like, no comment. You know, God bless the dead. Like, damn, like, that shit, it ain't that hard for, and I don't understand it, because WAC is supposedly, like, you know, like, a blood, like, he's like this big gangster, like, he's an OG.
So maybe that's why he...
But even, like, real OGs, though, like, you keep dead people's names out your mouth, period. Like, that's a part of the rules y'all niggas follow. Like, that's y'all rules.
Maybe he took his girl at some point.
That shit is crazy to me.
I don't know. But what's going on with him and T.I.? What's this about?
Once again, WAC, well, TMZ asked WAC about Nip. And he doubled down on this. He double, triple, quadrupled down on his status that Nipsey wasn't a legend when he died. T.I. Screenshotted the definition of legend, mm-hmm. and he was like, "This shit has Nipsey name all over it," which I agree. I'm biased. I'm a fan. So, Wack came back with an old video that T.I. did for Crime Stoppers.
I saw that earlier.
And called him a snitch and all this other kind of shit. First of all, I'm tired of old niggas being on the internet beefing. You wonder why these young boys do the shit that they do, because they don't have no OGs to look up to that showing them the right way. You want these young boys to get off social media and stop all this beefing and do it the manly way, do it the OG way. But the OGs are on Twitter and on Instagram beefing like little bitches.
Yeah, T.I. say, until it's in my face, it's fake. This social media shit get weird as fuck. However, my people were clean and presentable for any and all to pull up and see.
And that shit sounds dope and it sounds good, but you put that shit on social media.
In real life. So, ain't no back and forth. You way too old for this, sir. And I'm way too rich. King shit, no cap, peace.
That's a fact. I'm thinking Wack in his like 50s. Like, you old. You ain't no old nigga, but you just like a, like, you are an, you an OG. Like, why you doing this shit? All
right.
I don't know
who the fool is. I just seen it. I was like, oh
both of them fools.
Yeah.
Both of them fools.
Yeah.
Both of them fools.
I'm looking at T.I. so differently since all this stuff. He's just crazy. Like, I never noticed how egotistical this dude is.
Man, but what's that old saying? It's better to be thought a fool than to open your mouth and confirm it or something like that.
I think everybody like has been like on this T.I. is so, intelligent. He used big words thing to where it went to his head. And like he just feel like he got all the answers and he's right about everything. Like
I knew I felt a way about T.I., but I couldn't really explain it until somebody told me earlier. T.I. talks and treat people like he's the smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. Like, he...
Because I think people put him on that pedestal.
I don't know
why. Because he used big words and,
My G,
that went to his head.
Webster is available for everybody.
But I'm just saying, that's what I honestly...
You can Google your own big words. First of all, using big words don't mean shit.
But that's what
because
I'm saying.
Because half of the time, T.I. like, puts big words
and it don't
in
make
places
sense.
That don't make sense. Yeah. Like,
but, again, I think, because, people call him woke. They call him all kinds of stuff. So I think that kind of just went to his head. I think it went to his head.
T.I. is somebody who does not need a platform because he continuously gets on these platforms and embarrasses himself.
That's why, people was talking about how he always using expeditiously, and then he went and made a freaking podcast and named it.
The branding of that was spot
it was.
On. It was genius.
Yeah, but just saying.
Even when you watch his podcast, like he talks over his guests, his opinions and his views are just very like archaic and old manny and like
old manny.
Like he just had like a point of view of like a grandpa. And, that shit is cool for people who think and feel like you, but I wouldn't give that kind of opinion to, like, the masses and all that shit.
He's one of those people that act like he's hearing your side, but he's still gonna take his side and run with it.
You can't hear because he's always talking over people.
Yeah, well, from watching him on the Red Table Talk, it looks like he's trying to, I guess, listen and be open, but you can tell he's still gonna be like, it's my way or the highway type thing. And Jada mama faces are so funny to me.
Oh, she was disgusted with that boy.
Yeah, she don't hide nothing on her face.
To me, brother, that was embarrassing. I think he embarrassed not only himself but his wife.
She's always being embarrassed, but she always turned around and it's like, oh, we're just so great and we're so in love. Like,
I mean,
a lot of times she's sitting there and she's rolling her eyes. If you haven't realized,
I'm telling you what it looked like. It looked like two people who can't stand each other but have love for each other. It looked like they still need a lot more counseling.
I think she loves him way more than he loves her.
That's apparent.
Yeah. I don't even know what his real reason is for staying with her, because
All he said was,
the only time he said something that seemed like it meant something was in the end. But other than that, it seemed like it was just convenience. Like, I don't want to find somebody else, right, and get to know them and start all over again. Like
that, he said that, which was fucked up to me.
Yeah.
And he was like, he said, it's hard finding somebody to be your friend and have good sex.
And I think he was lying about that too. Talking about she was the best he ever
had. I believe Tyler Free.
I mean, she may be, I don't know, but I'm just saying, I still feel like he was lying in that moment. I really do.
I don't know, bro.
But hey,
I don't know, bro. To me, that whole interview was a bad look for them. More for him than Tyler. But of course.
We have one more weekly review topic, and that is Kamala Harris. She has dropped out of the presidential race.
Sorry, Kamala.
I can't say I really ever got into her like that, so I can't really say I'm disappointed.
Past was working against her, bro. I think I read she was trying to like change up her campaign in the middle of her run, which is like a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
I think for her it was bad timing. She wasn't really prepared to answer certain questions, and right now isn't the time for people who have bad track records to run for president, because black people are giving you a pass. So either you have to be able to own up to your shit and give a good reason why we can trust you again, or why you aren't the same, or it won't work for you. Yeah. Joe Biden is going through hell too. The only thing keeping him alive is his ability to get the white crowd and the white Democrats, and the fact that some blacks still trust him because of Obama.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Turn that goddamn heat off.
That is the end of our
weekly review. You know what time it is. quick five. You ready?
Yep.
If you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
Probably some shrimp and... Some steak and some potatoes and some french fries.
You gonna eat a potato and french fries?
Yes, it's my last meal.
What you drinking?
Wine. Just bring me a bunch of wine.
Stella Rosa?
Yep. Yep.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm going to get full. No meaning and stuff in myself.
No dessert? See, you
nah.
You die in the wheel, you're going to die anyway.
Nah, I'm not going to be able to eat it.
I'm going to go with my favorite meal, which is a classic for me. Fried fish, fried shrimp, potato salad, sweet peas, cheesecake, sweet tea, and a cold Sprite. And I'm Gucci.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's literally the meal I get every year for my birthday. And I eat it like it's a surprise. I love it. number two. Could you do a long distance relationship?
Nope.
Why not?
I need to be able to physically touch the person.
Boom, boom, boom. Touch.
Yeah, I need like skin to skin contact. I have to be able to, if I need a hug, whatever, I just need that. Been like, hey, I need you here right now. Like, I can't do that long distance thing. I can't. It's not gonna work for me.
What do you consider long distance?
Anything to where you be like, oh, I can't because I gotta drive about 2-10 hours, you know. Like, yeah.
So 2 hours is the cutoff.
If it's to where you be like, oh, I can't make it, or oh, I can't do that because I got to get up at a certain time, and like, okay.
I got you.
Yeah, I can't do it.
At 31, I couldn't do it. For the exact same reasons. I gotta be able to touch you when I want. You know, touch. Hug on you. you know, I would prefer for you to be here. I've done it before. When I was younger, we were both, you know, very young. It was a 4-hour drive.
Yikes.
So, yeah, I couldn't do it.
Alrighty.
Number three. If a genie granted you 3 wishes, what would they be?
One would be to have enough money to just pay off everything and I just live comfortable. 2, hell, I think that would be the only thing I really need. Everything else I'd be like, I could deal with. Well, maybe if I could never go through heartbreak.
You've been through heartbreak?
I mean, I have. I mean, like, I think most of us have, but to the point to where I just be happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing.
Come
know.
On, shit.
I don't know what the last thing would be.
So you go with 2.
Yeah.
For me, I would ask for eternal wealth. Eternal health. And I think my third thing would be something childish, like, I would want to be like, I would want to have like a good singing voice, because I love to sing.
Oh, yeah, I do too. But I feel I can, so I ain't got to worry about that, so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could take a little bit of Whitney vocals, though, you know, and just sprinkle it on my vocal cords.
I'll take a little from Whitney.
Yeah. Eternal generational nothing. Wealth. Couldn't so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My
yeah.
grandkids and my their grandkids and, you know, could have whatever they wanted and, be, you know, be wealthy, not rich. Eternal generational health. And, yeah, I just want to, you know, sing the panties off of some year. I lost it. Oh, here you go. Does your job make you happy? That's the truth.
Ooh, Lord.
Truthfully.
It's just doing for right now. I wouldn't say no. All right. I would say no.
Don't get fired.
I mean, you said truthfully. This is unfiltered.
Facts.
I mean, I'm just saying. No. Like, I mean, I'm not unhappy, but it doesn't make me happy. Like, oh, I can make this. I'm so ready to go. Like, I just get up in the morning, like, oh, yeah. Like, no. It's not it. No.
I agree. No. My job does not make me happy. At all. Last one. If your life was a movie, what would be your title of the movie, that is?
I would definitely use my initials because, I mean,
in the title of the movie?
In the title. I would definitely use my initials because,
so
I mean,
T-6.
It's TNT. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it is what it is. My grandmother, you know, she just knew I was going to be the bomb. So, like, she named me. So I ain't do it. So, let me see.
The bomb.
Probably be TNT Unfiltered. I'm just playing. I don't know. Something with TNT, the life of TNT, what it's like to be TNT. What you don't know about TNT. What you could learn from TNT.
That sounds like a boring ass movie.
Self-help book from TNT.
excuse me. If my life was a movie, the title would probably be some funny, like,
he called me sweetheart.
He called me sweetheart. Then or like yo, this nigga wildin'.
Wait, so you wouldn't use he called
me. I would not use he called me sweetheart at all.
Man.
I just did it to entertain you.
Man,
chill out with that shit. yeah, probably something funny like yo, this shit weird. These niggas wilder.
I like he called me sweetheart.
I bet the fuck you do. Bye.
What are we talking about?
So the topic at hand.
Okay, new topic, please.
It's a whole different topic.
It's an excellent topic.
Take it away, beloved.
Really? Are you choking?
I almost choked.
Okay, so the topic today is friendships and the friends of those, I mean, the exes of those friends that may come at you and try to date you, sleep with you.
So should you entertain your friend's ex?
Yeah, so take it away, Will.
I think it's rules to that kind of shit.
I do too.
I mean, clearly you don't. Because off of here, you said, no way, Jose.
Because there's rules to it.
I mean, so what's the rules?
I feel like you don't go after anybody that your friend didn't have.
What if they come after you?
I mean, I still believe that you don't dibble and dabble with somebody that been with your friend.
I mean,
like,
is it ever?
Huh?
Is it ever? Like, once your friend had them, it's a wrap.
There are certain situations. I mean, if nothing ever happened between them, then possibly, you know, maybe it's okay. But I would think maybe, you know, you have that conversation with the person and just see, you know, if they are okay with it. Like, yeah. If I was interested, which most times I'm not because I know they have been with somebody that I'm cool with or friends with. So most times I don't have that interest.
But I feel like in this city, like Baton Rouge is small.
It is.
So, you know, like if they were with your friend, let's say a year or two ago, and there was a full fledged thing, like, you know, sex involved, all of that. But it was 2 years ago. People change so much in 2 years, bro. You still wouldn't get that no chance because your friend had them.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it. I mean, I would like to think that my friends think the same way that I do, though. I feel like there is a code. And I feel like sometimes you just don't cross it. But again, if you are interested, or just knowing that you might actually entertain a conversation with the person, like, maybe it won't hurt to just be like, hey, so such and such send me a message, and I don't know.
But are you asking your friend for approval, or is it more of a heads up?
I would think it's both, because you not necessarily say like, oh yeah, you go ahead and do it, but like, let just at least let them know and see how they feel about it. And then like, if they do have a problem with it, I mean, you still can let them know, well, you know, I do kind of, you know, I am kind of interested, and I just wanted to let you know whether you decide to do it or not. But
so is there any person, let me go back. Is there anybody that you think is worth it to like even if your friend was like, you know, no, I don't what you're doing, that, you know, or even if they don't feel comfortable with it, is there anybody that you would be like, man, she gonna be mad, but fuck it?
I haven't had that situation.
I'm saying, do you feel like it would ever be that, or are you just strictly like, if my friends be like, no,
No, I'm not going to say most of the time. Pretty much all of the time, I've never been attracted to anybody that my friends have.
But it's a what-if conversation.
I know, but I mean, it's kind of hard to say when I never really had anybody that one of my friends dated that I felt like, oh, he hot. Like, I've never...
So, you being the friend, like, would you be okay with one of your friends dating one of your exes?
Probably not.
Even if it was just like something small between y'all, you wouldn't?
It depends on, I guess, how far it went, how long it lasted, if I actually had feelings for that person. But other than that, I think if it wasn't really nothing serious, then I wouldn't care.
So you could be around your friend and, you know, that
if it wasn't
person,
nothing serious, and I didn't really
go
to
parties and, you know, double dates, that kind of shit.
If it's not somebody that I was really, really serious of or really had any investment in, or I felt like it was a mistake, I wouldn't care.
So for me, I just feel like it's really levels to that whole thing. Only because, like, I just feel like, you know, it's a small city, and it's a small world. So like, you know, like I know my friends, and you know, like they shoot shots. You know, like, you know, is that? So, I feel like if the first level is they talk, they hug out, you know, I could probably still entertain her. if she hung out with one of my homies, it never went anywhere.
But see, that's the thing. That's the difference with men, too. Because, like, men don't really necessarily care.
No, I think men care.
Not a lot of y'all, though.
I think men care more than women. And I'm going
to
get to that.
No, I have heard, I have heard a man say that he couldn't necessarily marry a woman.
I'm going to get to that. Yeah. Wait. So, I feel like the second level is we fucked around, but it was not serious. I feel like I could be with you, but I can still fuck with you. Like, you know, like, we could do our thing, and, you know, blah, blah. Third level is we fucked around, we were serious, it was something, blah, blah. Then that's a no-go period. Like, I won't even fuck with you, I won't even touch you. Like, my dog had you, my dog at one point loved you. Like, it's a no-go. But regardless of those three levels, like, I couldn't marry you. I probably could marry you on the first level if y'all hung out and it was nothing, blah, blah.
But would you believe that it was nothing if you was told it was nothing?
The only reason why I would believe that it was nothing is because of my dogs. Like, I know my dogs. So.
Excuse me. Bless somebody you. Ain't got no manners.
I was trying to see, was that it? But, yeah, bless you.
Thank you.
I know my dogs, bro. And if I ask them, well, one man, and I feel like he would still tell me, like, well, we are all just, like, brutally honest with each other. So I probably wouldn't even have to ask. They'll probably find out and tell me, like, yo, you know I heard that, right? I'm like, man, you messing around with so-and-so? I'm like, nah.
Okay, so I have a question about that. So when the friend is married, do you think their exes are off-limits still?
No. No, we... That's like a running joke in, like, our group of friends. Like, you know, one of my best friends is married. So we always joke, like, once he got mad, like, you gave all that up. Like, your black book, so to say, is up for grabs. Now, you know, we kind of respect each other's feelings. So if he was like, man, don't do that, bro, you know I had feelings for her, then it'll be like, yeah, all right, cool. But other than that, they up for grabs, like, you know, like, we laugh and joke about it, but if it ain't that serious, like, yeah, she up for grabs. But I mean, it's I feel like guys will tell you, like, will lie and say, oh yeah, bro, do your thing, or oh, it was nothing. You can, you know what I'm saying, have that, blah, blah. But sometimes guys do feel like...
I think females do, too.
See, I don't know how it works for females. I think females have a much stricter code than men. Like,
yeah, we do. But,
man, one of my dogs just got caught up the other day because he went in a girl DM and told her that she was beautiful. And, like, she instantly texted, like, a girl that he was messing with and was like, Yo, dude in my DMs, and he was like, man, I just told her she was beautiful. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
I feel like girls have a way stricter code than guys
but
do.
But then you have some females that probably would have went the other way. Like, she got a loyalty to her friend. Like, you can't do that but respect that. But then you have some females that'll be like, they run with him. Like, hey, I ain't telling them nothing.
I mean, you definitely have females who... You know, if you don't say nothing, I won't either. I feel like that's just like a, you know, I wouldn't call it grimy, but I think that those females just understand that, like, Yo, like, if you that man,
I don't want none of them around me. You don't need to be my friend. Don't call yourself my friend or my associate. Get away.
I used to work
around
me. Just saying. I used to work on campus, and I'll never forget this day. The FedEx driver, me and him was just talking or whatever, and he was like, "Yo, you married?" And I was like, "Nah, I got a girl though." And he was like, "But are you married?" And I was like, "No." And he was like, "Man, you single." Like that. So I was like, "Huh?" He was like, "Man, if you're not married, you single." And I think that sometimes like people just take their route. So it's not so much of like I'm going behind your back. It's so much of if y'all not together like that, then you single. And you know, like, shit, it's love and war. Like, it's a game.
Yeah, I don't got time for games. I know I don't.
I mean, I just feel like it's all a game, period. When it comes down to that kind of life, like, if you're not out here like proclaiming your love for this one person, then
ain't nobody got time for that.
I was gonna call you something, but
what you about to call me?
I can't think of her name.
Oh, Sweet Brown, I think.
It was Sweet Brown.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Don't worry about all that.
Nah, but I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like women. I don't think it's grimy to go after what you want. You know, if your friend had somebody or
okay, I'm gonna put it this way. Let's say you ended up around a person just like by the spur of the moment, and y'all in the same setting, and you see this person, and y'all kind of just click. Maybe, but when you're purposely going after someone that you know dated your friend, that's a different story.
So I see chicks all the time say things like, "Damn, I was over there with his friends," or, you know, "We went out with his friends and I chose the wrong one." Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if like time go by and you just so happen to cross paths, or, you know, y'all in the same building or at the same club or party? You know, you go with your move. Like, I just feel like life too short. And, like, you know, like, time isn't, you know, always on your side. So, if you want something, you better go get it. Like, I don't know, man. I do understand the code.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, is it worth your friendship?
What if that relationship, you ruin your friendship?
No female is worth my friendship with my dog.
Because let's say you ruin your friendship, and then whatever you started with this other person don't even last.
But it has to be reasonable, though. Like my dog has to have a reasonable excuse for why he don't want me dealing with that. Like, it can't just because you jealous and you don't want her with her.
Sometimes it's just like that. I mean, I'm gonna feel some type of way, so don't do it.
Well, if it's beforehand, then cool. But if I already started talking to her and got to know her, and, you know, I think she cool and blah blah, and you hot about, "Nah, man, you gotta leave that alone." And I'd be like, "Why?" And you'd be like, "Cause," or, "Man, you know, I had that, blah, blah." Boy, you on your own, boy. Like, boy. I feel like boy. First of all, I don't have many friends. So I call my friends brothers. Like those are really my brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
Give me a high five. No, those are my brothers. So I feel like if you let our brotherhood go to waste over a female, that's on you. But I'ma still love you the same, and you still my brother. Now, if it was beforehand, And I know how you feel about a chick, and you told me, like, yo, man, like, that's my little baby, blah, blah. I got to respect that. But I just feel like with men, like, it's just levels, bro. Like, we can hit the same chicks, but if my dog hits you, I could never marry you. Ever take you serious or date you serious. I just can't, bro. Like, I think the male ego and the male psyche is just wired different, and every time
because I feel the same way. Like, I couldn't. I just couldn't. I can't. So maybe I'm like a boy too. Right? That one.
So, so what happens if what happens if you beat this guy? And y'all hit it off. I'm talking like y'all really hit it off. You really, really like him. I know you are a very emotional person. And, you know.
You don't know.
He got to reach you mentally and all that good shit. What if he does all of that? And y'all hit it off for a couple of weeks. Y'all dating. Y'all a couple of months in. You bring him to a party. Or to a gathering, and your girlfriend pulled you to the side and was like, "Yo, I dated him."
Oh, at that point, it's fair game because I ain't know.
Wait,
it is. I'm just saying it is because I didn't know ahead of time. Now, if I know,
you don't know.
No, but we done already connected.
But
so she just gonna have to understand. Must have been in here already.
What if it's that one guy that she loved and that was her soul, and you know, like they had a bad breakup and she not over him yet, and y'all best friends. You gonna continue to?
I'm gonna ask him how he feel, or do you still have any feelings?
Of course, he gonna be like, yo, I'm digging you.
But no, if she's feeling that way, how do you feel, sir? So
you feel
the same way?
You gonna watch your best friend suffer?
She not gonna suffer.
I just said, like, that was her, like, that was one of her, you know, her love.
So, I mean, like, what happened? They lost contact?
They broke up. It was a nasty breakup.
Uh-huh.
She not over him yet.
How many years has been?
Oh, you're going too deep for the boy, huh?
I'm just saying, because, like, if I didn't know and I click with this person, that's a whole different ball game for me.
So... What if what y'all have escalates to, like, you know, engagement and marriage? You could marry a man that was the love of your best friend's life?
If he is not in love, then
that's not what I'm asking.
No, but I'm being for real. If he don't feel the same way, then it's not gonna, you know.
What I'm asking you is...
But if we get to the point where we about to walk down the aisle,
facts.
She going to have to be happy for me.
So just for you and your sanity and your man, it wouldn't bother you knowing that...
I mean, it would.
The man you feel the man had his dick all in your best friend mouth?
That was too TMI.
That's real shit. You gotta bring your now husband over for Christmas and Thanksgiving, knowing that, like,
we don't have to go.
Now you're gonna change your whole life because you married.
No, because I mean, I probably didn't go anyway. I mean,
I couldn't do it, bro.
Just, I don't know.
I don't care if me and this chick hit it off, and you know I'm falling hard for her, and she the one. You feel me? I just feel like. Once I found out that my dog that had you like that, especially if it's like, you know, like a soulmate kind of shit, where he was in love with you, and, you know, he's still hurt behind you.
But if she don't feel the same way,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If not for anything else, my dog had you like I have you. I can't.
But you done already had him at that point.
I ain't know my dog had you.
But it's the damage has already been done.
But I can. Some damage has been done, but I can stop the damage that's coming.
So,
And so, in other words, what you're saying is, you and this chick that fell in love.
Facts.
Your friend still holding on to some feelings that they had for this person.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the end, all of y'all just gonna be heartbroken and just gonna put y'all separate ways.
Gotta let you go.
Okay.
Because now, every time we doing our thing, and you know, on top of you doing your thing, I'm going to be thinking, like, I wonder if she rolled my dog like this.
I ain't going to be thinking stuff like that.
I wonder if she sucked my dog like this.
If I know y'all dated.
I then wonder if she was this nasty with him.
Then I'm going to feel some guilt. Because if I know y'all were a thing, then yeah, I'm going to feel guilt then.
Plus, bro, like, me and my dog's close. Like, I couldn't bring my girl around knowing that, like, you hurt her the inside just seeing her with somebody else, but seeing her with me, like, seeing her happen with me.
I mean, I would definitely sit down and talk.
I couldn't torture you like
that. I would definitely sit down and talk with my friend just to really see where she is. Now, if it hurts her that much, then I might have to. But I think that'd be very selfish, but
it would be very selfish, but, like, not even because my dog would be like, yo, bro, like, I still love her, like, blah, blah. I wouldn't do it because he's being selfish. I wouldn't do it because I care about my dog well being. And
he's selfish.
But that's a real feeling, though. Like, you know, like but, being in love and being heartbroken is a real feeling.
But people go through heartbreak, and the thing is, it's not every day that you find somebody that you really, really love and y'all love each other on that same level. So, man, I kind of feel like, you know, especially, like I say, if you don't know.
Do you feel like there's only one person in this world for you, like a soulmate?
I'm not going to say there's only one, but okay, for some people, it might be one. You know, it might just be that one. You might not find somebody that's going to love you like that, like the way you want and need to be loved. It might be that one person that can do it, or you might find somebody else that can do it better. But, you know.
Man, I think at this point, it just comes down to, like, what you value more, your brother or your sister or...
But that's what I was saying in the beginning. Like, I value my friendships more.
But right now, you say you don't.
I'm saying, when you put it in the perspective of you didn't met somebody, y'all done spent time, y'all done got to a point to, like, y'all really feeling each other, that does kind of change the narrative a little bit, especially if you had no inkling of anything going on between that person and your friend. It's kind of, it's hard to just turn it off.
I mean, like, definitely hard to turn it off, but it could be turned off.
Not really. I mean, even if you, what you can do is choose to walk away, but that don't mean your feelings gonna be turned off.
No, I mean,
you
that's
can't
true.
Just turn it off.
That's true. So, what if it's the other way around, where, like, you know, like, you know, That was your friend's ex, and, like, my favorite movie is Love Jones. You ever saw it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, like, Nina was fucking with Darius, but they broke up, and Wood wanted to take her out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Was she wrong for going on a date with Wood?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought so too. I call her a hoe every time I watch.
Yeah.
That's some whole shit for you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, okay, so let me see.
I feel like they kind of made it seem like she was the innocent bystander, like it was two guys arguing over a chick.
Only way I would say it's okay is if this other person that was just really, really toxic and just dogged her out, and she just happened to click with the friend, but it's not on no I'm gonna get back at him because he did this to me type thing, but they just, you know, genuinely click, then that's a different story. But they break up like, you know, a normal breakup, and then the friend asks you out of it, you'd be like, okay. Like, yeah, that's kind of, it's the same.
So, what's your levels? Like, break it down right now. Like, what is the code
for women? You don't date your friend's exes.
At all.
At all.
Unless.
Now, if you had, like, if you really, into this person, then I think the best route would be to, you know, talk to your friend and be like, hey, how do you feel about this? Honestly, if I start dating this person, are we still going to be good? Are we still going to be cool? Will you still trust me? You know, that's the kind of questions you have to ask. Like, because that can be a trust issue from now on if you decide to go that route.
I don't think it's a trust issue if you bring it to the table. Like, not having a trust problem is going behind your back, not saying anything, and carrying on.
But everybody don't look at things like that because they won't respect you coming to them, actually, you know, saying, hey, this is what's going on. I want to see how you feel about this.
Right.
Some people don't respect that.
So what if you are adamant about not doing this? If this man is, you know, telling you, like, look, that's old news, you know, I'm digging you, like, begging and pleading, like, yo, give me one shot. It's still a no?
I'm
conflicted, bro, because I understand the code, but I also understand, like, yo, like, you only get, like, you want to get, like, one shot in life. Like, you know, like, what if, like, you know, like, you click with this person? And because the truth of the matter is everybody has been with somebody and everybody ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
So what if, like, they were just, like, bad for each other, but he could probably be, like, you know, like, one of the best things that could happen to you. Like, you know, but you're gonna miss out on that because of a code. But I also understand, like, yo, like, it's a code. Like, you don't do certain shit.
Right.
At this point, bro, like, I wouldn't even, like, go up to anybody that I know is friends with Elena. Like if you in her circle, like, I wouldn't do that shit. Because I know that's gonna be a whole different kind of ball game.
And trust me, me and my friends been doing this for some years. Like, girl, look, who sent me a message?
And I found out that, like, yes, I think that a woman's group text is, like, that shit is lethal, bro. Like, it's lethal. If y'all don't know, your girl group texts, that shit is lit. That shit is lethal. That shit is quick. Like, on a dime. Like,
now I'm gonna say it depends on how it's done as well, because I can't say, like, now I'm, you know, telling every single time somebody does it, but, like, if it's downright, you know, just disrespectful, he's just being, like, a complete whore. Like, just trying to holler at everybody in our circle. Then, yeah. I'm like, look at this fool. Look at what he's doing. Look at this. Like, yeah.
Is he being a whore or is he shooting a shot?
At everybody?
Shit. One of them going in.
I guess.
You, I'm just saying, man. You know, I just feel like, why not? Like, why should he? That's your answer?
I don't have an answer.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
I'm good. You good? Yep. Oh, for me, just to be clear, I understand both sides. Yep. I understand the code. I also understand going for what you want and going for what you know and shooting your shot.
Just make sure it's worth it.
We can end on that. Bye.